Blog Talk Radio.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the number one.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to. Do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's okay. Killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh, God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. At least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means okay. One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. Naughty.
Don't go to bed. No price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Don't do it.
This is Bills from Chicago, hosting the Grudge East Talk Show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
What's up, Grudge fans? What's up, Grudge fans? This is man from Chi-Town, from the South Side, Harvey, Illinois. Got a few things to talk about tonight. We all know the big show is coming up out in Morocco, July 27th in Morocco, Indiana. The second annual title only, Grudge Fest, the South invading the North. The South invading the North. Had a long conversation with Jay today. He showed me the error of my ways. I want to get on here before we open up mics, and I want to state my position. We have a flyer going around where it says, I'm looking at it right now. On side A, it says, the South invades the North, the biggest grudge race to hit Indiana, July 27, 2013. It has a picture of the Grudge Inc. man, because I am a part of Grudge Inc. It also has the state of Illinois, which is my home state, state that I rep, state that I love. And it has my name in it, B-I-Z. Letting you know that I am the governor of Illinois. But it has special guests. When you have a home, if you at your home, you are not special guests. Special guests means invited guests. And that special invited guest that is not our home, it has in big white bold letters, 901 Bad Boys. I may have made no mistake about it. Let everybody know that 901 Bad Boys is my special guest, my headliner, Grudge team. It also has a Gangsta Boo, which is Mississippi Joe and Travis. It has DJ Grant, Mississippi Nightmare, which is Big Clark. Butt Naked, Rated X Racing, Mississippi, Turbo Tim, Alabama, Duck and the Law, Alabama, Swine Flu, Georgia, Bad Company, Michigan, Johnny Quick, Michigan, Never Scared, which is Wayne, Michigan. It also has Tim Lynch will be in the house, World Record Holder Tim Lynch. Now, what is missing, which I wasn't thinking at the time, this is my error, there's no one from Chicago or Indiana on the flyer. You don't have Lil Ron, which is Dear to Me, Set on Kill. Shawty, which is Chi-Town Skin. He's not on the flyer. You don't have Three Love, Big Drag. You don't have Mace. You don't have Ty. You don't have Leon. You don't have Pump Gas. You don't have Turbo GT. You don't have Donye, which I consider the baddest man in Illinois right now. You don't have Lucas. You don't have all the major players in the – you don't have Leroy. You don't have all the major players on the flyer because I felt this is their home. I don't have to – pub them up. I don't have to make them popular because they're already popular. When you think of drag racing in Chicago, you think of all the names that I just named. So, and I took it for granted that they were going to be there anyway. They were going to help promote the race anyway. I thought that I didn't have to put Denny name on that because when you think of Denny or when you think of No Limit or 41, you think of Denny and Terry. So to me, I didn't have to put their name on there. I didn't put Lil Junior, Maka, on there. I didn't think I had to. You have several guys from the home state of Illinois and Indiana that were upset that their name was not on the flyer. I'm going to be honest with you. The name purposely wasn't put on there because first of all, the flyer is the same as last year. I did not want to do, I don't have any cars on this flyer, so to speak. I didn't have any names of people that was going to be there from Chicago there last year. Probably the most popular guy in Chicago for grudge racing is drag. But when you think of Chicago grudge racing, you would think drag. I got Tony Bynes coming. Tony Bynes' name ain't on the flyer. Tony Bynes, Prime Time, name is not on this flyer. So, but I want to let everybody know that this is a Chicago race, even though it is sponsored and ran by Grudge Inc. I want to apologize to the guys that name is not on the flyer. It was a honest mistake because again, I didn't feel that I had to put them on there because when we talk about grudge racing, their name is synonymous or the same, and that they are gonna be there. The people that was gonna come to the race need to know of the people that's not usually at the track. 901 Bad Boys is not usually at 41. Mississippi Joe and Travis is not usually at 41. Turbo Tim, DJ Grant, Clark, those guys are not usually at 41. They don't come up here for a Streetcar Chaos. But if you see a Streetcar Chaos or a Meltdown, you're going to see Skin there. So I did on a flyer, I didn't think that the names should have been on, should have been on there. Jay informed me that my thinking was small, and he informed me that, you know, as an organization, we do need to highlight the people in our state. And I believe me, I have no problem with that. Because when you think of Chicago and grudge racing, when we travel, the first name come out of somebody's mouth is Donye. But when we at home, I wanted to highlight the special guests, not the homeowners. The homeowners own the home. The homeowners own 41. The Three Lux, the Leons, the Mans, whoever, you know. And I know that if I'd have put three names of Chicago on there, then the fourth person was going to call me and say, why didn't you put my name on there? So, like I say, Set on Kill is not on there. Lil Junior, Lil Boosie is not on there. Fonz is not on there. My goal with the flyer was to keep it simple. I wanted a pattern, and the pattern was last year. I wanted it to be the same. Now, the other side is different. The other side of the flyer is different because last year we highlighted the Sexy Model Walk and the car show. But there is no car show this year. There is no Sexy Model Walk this year. That's why the other side is changed to we having a 22 or bigger tire shootout. And we're also trying to do something for the kids. So I said all that to say that I apologize to the people that felt slighted. By no means I wanted to slight anybody. But again, my main focus was to highlight the people from the South. I believe, now this is my opinion only. My opinion is we had a big crowd last year. We seen people that came out to 41 last year that hadn't been to the track in 3, 4, 5 years. And the reason that they came was because the South came up. It was the first time that the South came up in those many, and with that group, with 5 or 6 different people from the South came up. So again, business reasons, I thought that it would be good to highlight the people in the South. Now, I may be closed-minded, I could be wrong, but it worked last year, and I tried to duplicate what we did last year. So again, I apologize to the people that felt slighted, that their name wasn't on the flyer, and we all know who's who in Chicago. So, but when I do the radio on 92.3, I'm going to mention some of the guys from Chicago. Then that's when you highlight the guys from Chicago. If you listen to 92.3, I'm not going to say Mississippi Joe coming up here. Oh, hell, who is that? You know, who is that? They don't know nothing about that. So just listen to the radio. In the coming days, we're going to highlight a few people. You know, it's very expensive to do a 30-second commercial on a radio station. So if I miss your name, and I'm going to tell you this, I'm not going to mention mine. I'm not going to mention mine because I don't want someone to think that I'm blowing my name up and not there. So my name will not be mentioned. All right. I don't want no one to think that it's Big Biz and little somebody else. I ain't on that. We trying to bring a good grudge race to 41. Y'all have to bear with me. My computer is not working properly, so I have to do this on my smartphone. So I do have access to the board, but I got access to the board with my phone. So so you guys got to, you know, bear with me. So I'm going to start opening up the mics. Again, July 27th, we're trying to do a good, we want to get back to the old style grudge racing. Testing and tuning will end in around 7 o'clock. Staging lanes will probably be shut down at 6:30, so we can clear all those cars out by 7. So get there early. We are doing a $100 holler every hour for the first 5 hours. You're going to have a ticket stub, and we're going to give $100 away. It's not a lot, but, you know, it's something that we want to give back to the fans for coming, you know, 41 years of drive. So we will be giving away $500 or more, $100 holler every hour on the hour from, I believe, 11 to 3. From 11 to 3, we're going to give away $100 to the winning ticket. So let me start opening up these mics. Y'all bear with me because I got to get off the phone, get on the internet, and open up mics. So hold on 1 second. Oh, and all my West Side guys, about the Flyers, I tried to get out there 2 days in a row. I was halfway there yesterday. Traffic was terrible. I had to turn around. Today I was supposed to meet D. I went to where we were supposed to meet, and he wasn't available to get there, so I had to leave. So tomorrow, I'm gonna meet with Larry or D tomorrow. Before it's going to have to be in the morning. It's going to have to be in the morning that I can meet with one of those two gentlemen and get them over some flyers. I was on my way to meet D, and something happened, and he couldn't come. And I was at the place where we were supposed to meet. And I'm on the south side. I stayed there for a minute, and he couldn't come, and I left. I had to go get to Indiana. So meantime, between time, oh. Detroit, my heart and prayers go out to the citizens of Detroit. Today they filed bankruptcy. They filed bankruptcy in the city of Detroit. I'm telling you, come on down to Chicago. We are not going to file bankruptcy in Chicago. All my Detroit brothers, y'all come on over the water to Lake Michigan. Just come on over. We got enough room here in Chicago for you. We 4-5 million strong over here in Chicago. And if you can't find a place in Chicago, y'all can come on to the suburbs. We got plenty of opportunity over here in Chicago, and you don't have to worry about the city filing bankruptcy. All right? I had to put that in there. So let me start opening some of these bites. Oh, man. All right. The first person up. Kid, I'm trying to open you. Okay, there you go, kid. Kid.
Hello? What's happening, Biz?
What's going on, kid?
Oh, nothing much, man. Yeah, I'm just sitting back listening. You took the words right out of my mouth, man. That's going to be my topic about them brothers and sisters over there in Detroit filing bankruptcy, man. Yep, you're all right. They can head on over to Chicago. Our heart is open.
All right. So what do you think about the flyer issue?
I agree with you on that, you know. All us over here, we know that's basically our home track, so we really don't have to be mentioned. But, you know, like you said, that's my opinion.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, you know, you're going to step on a few toes, but hopefully, you know, their hearts won't be broken or whatever. You know, they know who they are, so, you know, there it is.
All right, kid, just keep your mic open. Let me open up another mic. It's Larry. Larry, your mic is open.
What's going on, Biz?
All right, what's going on?
Oh, man, nothing, man. I come on the show to pay my dues as usual, man, and hope that we have a super good turnout, you know, for the event so far and so on. And as far as stepping on toes, I don't think that was stepping on nobody's toes. We all know what part we play in this, you know, and the most important thing was something like what happened the first time. As long as we make the guests feel welcome, that's one of the main parts, because, you know, we don't have to make ourselves feel welcome because we know we're welcome already. So I believe it's going to be all right, though. You know, and plus I got old Sweet Willie on the line with me. I don't know if he wanted to speak up or anything, but I'm going to get right on back to Mute Man and let the show go on.
Well, I'm going to leave your mic open. So if y'all come back in, y'all can just bust back in. And right now, the next person in line is Big Danny. And I do want to let y'all know, before Danny say anything, that we have Tim Lynch and Billy Glidden will be at 41, a no limit, July 27, doing a 2 out of 3 match race. You know, and one of the sponsors was Big Danny Productions to get Billy Glidden here. Also, Dave from Pro Performance, J-Lo from J-Lo Race Engine, and also the biggest sponsor is Race Engineering, my chassis guy. So I want to get big props out to them. And, you know, Danny don't have a racing business. You know, all those other three people, they got racing business. Danny is a race junkie, and he didn't have to go in his pocket to get Billy Glidden and Tim Lynch in, man. So I want to let y'all guys know, and you know, and that's what it is. Big Danny, what's happening?
Hey, Ben, I'm gonna put BET on you because you didn't put the Chicago guy's name on the flyer. I'm gonna put BET on you.
Hey, man. Hey, it's like that, man. But hold on, Danny. Let me open up.
I'm just joking around, BS. No, man. You know, we know that's our home track. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know what you're doing. You just want to get the other people familiar with the guests that's coming in who didn't see them last year and they miss it. So you want to let them know that they is returning here and they can come out and have fun. And as Larry say, fellowship with everybody. So we're going to have, there's going to be a lot of fellowshipping going on the 27th. I can tell you that much now.
Okay. Well, let me open up Leon's mic. Hold on 1 second. I got Leon. Let me open up these three mics. I got Leon, Chemo, and Three Lug, I believe it is next. Let me open up all three. Hold on 1 second.
Retired Vice Lord.
Yeah, bear with me. Okay, Leon. Hold on.
Kid, not the retired Vice
Lord. Leon should be open.
What's happening, Danny?
Chemo.
I'm going to get that on. I'm going to punch out, y'all.
I want to say what up to everybody, and don't you guys worry about Detroit. They just don't want to pay their bills right now. That's all. Chemo. Hey, Chemo.
Look, mic open.
Chemo, everybody
look at your mic open. Three bells, mic open.
Okay.
Yeah. What you say, y'all? Danny?
I need to float. Hey, y'all. Hold on 1 minute, y'all. I need to float for 2 seconds. And I want to hear all y'all opinion. And I want y'all, don't hold Biz nuts because he on his phone now. And don't hold my nuts, I'm on his phone. I'm asking y'all one simple question. Me and Biz and Mel was on the phone yesterday. For all you Chicago fans holding Biz nuts. All right, Biz, what's my son? Hold on, let me talk. My son, hold on, y'all. Go ahead, what?
Don't let him mute your mic, Three Love. That's all I want to do.
Don't mute my mic, Biz. All right, Biz, my son. Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. Okay, my son. Listen, it was me and Biz and man on the phone yesterday. My son said, ask Biz, Daddy, who he going with, the North or the South? And Biz said, I'm going with the South. I'm up under Memphis now. So what y'all going to say about that?
Yes, you did say that. If you're going to tell it, tell it truth.
You did say that.
That's all I say.
You did say that.
No, this is what I said. You said
that, Biz.
Freelo, I'll let you talk. Let me talk.
Okay, what you saying?
Who you going with? Who you going with at the North versus the South? I said, I'm anything under Memphis, I'm going to go with I'm going to bet my money with the South if they do some stupid stuff. That's what I said.
You did not say that. You did not say
call
that, man.
Drag,
you
just like you called.
You did not
call
say
drag
that, man.
Again. Call Drag,
you did not
man.
Say that, man.
Three love. I'm not about to argue about you. Okay, I'm going to the South. Now what? I can bet my money whoever I want to bet my money with.
And then you turn around, don't put their names on the flyer, man. I've been in your car all night, man. I said, man, y'all got to get him out of here.
Kimo, race somebody, man. That's what you do. Why would they put your name on the flyer if you don't race nobody?
Hey, man, you know they got to be mad at you. They calling me, tell me, man, this motherfucker.
Kimo, I don't care about them calling you, Kimo.
Hey.
Why would they call somebody that don't even race? You don't even race.
They want you to unask that motherfucking that title. You ain't.
You
no
want
brother.
It? You
I
want
don't
it?
Want nothing from over there.
Okay, well we be quiet.
They want you to unask.
That's plain and simple. Be quiet. Hey man, you know what?
Man.
I know how to shut you, Danny. Call my main man. I can shut this down real quick. Call my main man, Danny.
Hurry up and
call. Call my main man, Danny. I can shut this down real quick.
Hey, he done already shut your motherfucking ass down. He done showed you ain't set on kill. You put your ass down in the shootout.
Who?
Who?
But at least I got off the line. At least I ain't cut my cough and said something was wrong with it. And punk out.
Nah, I ain't punk out.
At least I ain't do that.
Guess what?
And what did Lil Ron do to your savior, Junior? What did he do to him? He put a blood lick on him. That's what he did. The hell he didn't. He put a bus length on him.
Hey Biz.
I got
Leon and Pete gonna be at 41 to whoop your ass Sunday.
That sounds good.
We're gonna be there for whoop your ass
good.
Sunday. And they'll be looking too when they get their trans and they all gonna fuck you up. We're getting you, boy.
You make sure you bring your costume.
I'm gonna take that back tie and you're gonna clean it today.
You're gonna take what I give you. That's what you're gonna take.
The back tie, you're gonna clean it today. Yeah. Now you change your mind.
I lied. But we ain't lying. We fucking you up.
I named 7 people, we fucking you up. We at your ass, bro.
Yeah.
Then you going with the South now. We fucking you up. Hey, Big Larry, Big Danny, and Punk Kid. What y'all gonna say about that?
Uh-oh.
Three love. You act
I'm
like a little
you,
girl.
Man, I'm not talking
you,
man. You said that on the phone, motherfucker. When I got on the phone with me and your man, and I told him you gonna get on the phone, change your fucking story today. You think you're going to fucking South?
You called
yes, you
Drag and told Drag to put his phone on mute. Call Drag.
Hey,
now.
You're right. Yeah, I had Drag on the phone. You got
that
right on there. You got
that
right on there. See what your fake ass was saying.
That's the most shitty type stuff.
Right, that's some shitty type stuff, right? Shit off the radio. When you're on the radio,
man,
you change your fucking story. You get on the radio. With
what
your
you
fake
wanna
ass.
Do, Three Love?
I'm gonna take that back tie and hit like you. I'm gonna take that back tie. You gonna clip?
Well, get your car there. Get your car there. Get your car there.
I'm gonna be there.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna be there Sunday. Blow your back out.
And
are you so emotional, Three Love?
What are you saying? Emotional? Hey, Skin, like you told me a long time ago, you can say this shit twice. I mean, you say it one time, you can say it twice. Did you tell me a long time ago?
Ain't no
and Ben not being a man, saying shit, he said that day on the fucking phone.
Man,
He's breaking the habit out of the motherfucking wall. I'm fucking you up, man.
I understand. You don't have enough, Three Love.
I don't have enough. But get your ass in your own car, I want shit from you. Get in your own car, I want shit from you. I'm clean your ass.
No. No, I don't drive no more.
I know you quit because you're
starting
to ring your head up at your rate, but you stop. I'm going to blow your ass out.
Stop driving. So I'm a ditty boom.
Don't stop.
I can't drive no more.
I told that a long time ago.
Hey, Shorty. What he asked me was, who am I going with, the South or the North? I'm thinking he's talking about Bet.
Don't nobody think I'm fucking fool.
I thought he was talking about Bet. When he asked me the second time, I said, if somebody do something stupid, I'm going to bet my money where I want to bet my money. Is anything
like
wrong
did,
with that?
Like you did last year. Like you did last year. You did the same thing last year, they said. You bet all the South cars in Chicago.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
And nothing wrong with you bet your money where you want to bet your money at. But this will be a North versus South race. And you from the... Hold on, Scam, I'm talking, man. This will be a North versus South race, and you from North. But since you moved to Atlanta now, you going with South. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh. You're not saying stupid. What did you say? Hold on. Where was I living last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And who did I bet with last year?
Down.
You just said. Okay, so what's the difference for me doing it last
I'm not,
year?
I'm not
doing this
you're
year.
Not listening. You're not listening. You can bet your money where you want to bet your money at, man. You
okay,
can bet
so
all
you
your
saying?
Money on down south. What I'm saying, the race will be Chicago versus South. Actually, who you riding with this year, Chicago or South? You don't go with the South. I live up in Memphis. If that came out your mouth, you're not riding with the North.
I'm talking about betting, man.
Hey,
you
man, we
don't
talk about no betting.
You
don't bet come out my mouth, man.
Did I say anything came out your mouth about betting? I said that's what I thought you was talking about.
Like when y'all talk about Leon that time, when Leon said the wrong stuff in his mouth about Grudge Inc., y'all fooler told Jay Barnes on Leon. Now, I'm going to tell you, now I got to be a little girl.
Man, hold on. I don't give a damn who you calling, Three Long.
I didn't say me. You're not listening. I said last time
I don't
Leon
care who
said
something about what I said.
I said it. I told that motherfucker.
You think I care?
I know you
don't
care. Now we're gonna blow your ass out.
Okay, Three Love.
Yeah, we're gonna get your ass.
Yeah, okay. Just make sure you first.
Don't worry about who's gonna be first. We're at your ass.
Man, just
like
make
you
sure
said,
you first.
Like you said, you're not studying nobody but Donye from Chicago. You're not studying nobody from Donye, so we're gonna see who you be studying.
That is what I said. That's what I said. I said I ain't want none of Donye.
Why you don't want none of Donye? But on the phone last year, hold on now.
What?
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
You, Pete, and all that, who you talking about? Get down.
We're going to get down.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to get down.
Watch this.
But last year, hold on. Last year, you was on the radio talking last year.
Hey,
I was another big block from Chicago. Multiple sisters on it. Donye. Why you run Donye now? You think with the last year on the radio, why you can't run him now?
Hey, Three Love, I shut up
what?
And let you talk 50 times, man. I do that.
What up, Charlie?
Go
ahead, I'm
listening. I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck what nobody do with my name. But I bet it with the top last year. What do that mean?
That ain't what I asked, Ken. That ain't what I asked, man.
The man can bet his money.
Why he want to bet his money, man? That ain't what I asked. I said, who you riding with, the North or the South? Like y'all said last year. Hold on. Let me make this story real short for y'all.
Three Love, you don't let me finish. It could be a misunderstanding. The man said he didn't mean it like that. So why is you getting emotional?
I'm not getting emotional. Why are you picking up a man? I'm talking to men. I'm not talking to you.
Hey, Three Love, who you riding with, Chicago Bulls or the Miami Heat? Who you riding with?
I like the Bulls. I don't fuck no other team, but the Bulls
okay,
are the Bulls.
Okay. Now, how much you riding with them for?
How much I ride with them for? I ain't lose a puck on them. I don't bet on them.
That
I ain't lose a puck on them.
Okay, but when I say ride with, that could be interpreted who you like. Who you betting with? What are you talking about, man? You sound crazy, man.
Hey, Biz, all I ask you, like y'all told us last year, the fifth one came out of my last year,
You're going to say, people from Chicago not going to run each other. We're going to run the down south guys first. And we put the down south guys, then y'all can
you
run
ain't
each
been
other.
On the radio station.
Then y'all can
you
run each other.
You ain't been on the radio station.
You said last
That's
year, man.
Last year. You know what I said
last
this year?
Year, man.
Do you know what I said this year? So you
I don't be on the radio.
Radio.
I don't be on the radio.
Okay,
I don't get on
okay,
the radio
so
no
be
more.
Quiet
I don't
so I
get
can tell
it.
You what I said this year. Just be quiet for 1 second. I'm going to tell you what I said. This race is named the South invading the North, but we ain't going with that this year. If it's somebody in Detroit you got a beef with and you're from Detroit, run them. If it's somebody from Chicago you got a beef, run them. We ain't going to sit around and wait. If it's somebody, Witt is from the South. Cold Killer from the South. They locked in. Butt Naked from the South. Witt from the South. They locked in. We ain't doing that. We going to grudge race and get the fans something to see. That's what I said. But you going off on some old girl stuff that you doing, you didn't hear that. That's
I don't
build
no motherfucking. I don't have to build no girls. I don't build no motherfucking radio, so I don't say no girls.
Okay,
shit.
But I do.
Girl,
I
talk behind
do.
People's back. I said it on the radio loud and clear to everybody. I told you.
Who's talking behind
so.
Somebody's
that
back?
That ain't
girly
shit.
Three love.
But you're
still
saying
girly
shit.
Back.
That's,
you calling drag? Tell
shit.
Him to put
what girly
you
shit?
You calling drag? Tell him to mute his phone. That's girl stuff.
I called drag again. Tell him to be on the phone to mute his phone.
That's some girl stuff, man.
I don't get no fuck.
That's girl stuff. You want to talk about girl
stuff? It can stay girl stuff. Let it stay girl stuff in my book.
Yeah. Okay, then.
I thought this was a goddamn grudge line, man.
It is. It's a 100 keep it real line.
No, it ain't, because I got the 100 keep it real. You didn't call on my show.
You didn't answer your phone.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what is your show?
Yeah, okay. This 100 keep it real over here, baby.
Well, I'm through talking now. Y'all can have
I
the show now.
I only just was saying what I was saying because Chief got mad at me because I was betting with Prime Time and he crashed the car. That's all I'm saying, man. I'm just saying, what the fuck is y'all emotional for? I don't know who emotional don't give a fuck. I don't got to take up for being Three Love. I would have said the same about you. I just said, what is the problem? Everybody bet where they want to bet at, and everybody can be where they want to be. That's all I was saying. If you finna fight a motherfucker and you wrong, I don't give a fuck where he's from, Three Love.
I'm saying all that. Well, B.A. just cleared all that up. He just cleared all of up what he just said out of his mouth. He just cleared all of up what he said out of his mouth. He said none of what I just said. I didn't been on radio and the mother told me nothing about everybody running each other now. I'm still thinking they're on the same shit from last year, the North running the South. That's why I said
but
what
they,
I said.
But they made that up. That ain't shit to me. That never been nothing to me.
You're
I'm
right,
like,
but.
I think I can win.
You're right, but I'm going to tell you.
Hey, listen to this. Listen to this, though. Hold on. Let me just say something. I don't give a fuck who listening on the mic. When I goddamn it locked in with Pretty Tony, he grabbed the motherfucker from up here and stopped here. Y'all could have met it with Lenny. I don't give a fuck. Drag met it with Lenny. So what? That don't stop him from being my buddy.
You're right.
If I see him finna get his ass whooped, I'm going to bet against him. And you, too. So
I know you. I ain't mad at you.
But that's all I was saying, Three Love. I don't know what y'all beef is or you just want to cry on his ass.
Hey, Biz. Scan.
Yes,
hey, Biz. Biz, fill out the mic.
Hey, guess what? It's Chicago versus Detroit.
Hold on, Scan.
Answer my question, though. You and Dredd let Lil Tony get Lenny Cop, get Puerto Rican Pete them and fuck me up?
I ain't have to do with that. I don't know nothing about that. I ain't know nothing about that.
You ain't listen to me.
I don't know nothing about.
Hold on. Stop it, man. Why you ain't whoop his ass?
I don't know nothing about that. I ain't had nothing to do with that. I don't know nothing about that.
To me.
I know about the same day y'all locked in. Y'all locked in. I found out. That's what I'm supposed to do.
See, you supposed to get on their ass like you getting on Ben's ass talking about he went to South. The same shit. Get on their ass then. Cause drag out and everybody and Pete and everybody. Cause there, I don't give a fuck. I'm gambling money, man. Get his ass back up there and bet the shot. That's all I'm saying. I'm not mad at nobody. I was just making a point, Three Love. What the fuck? I'm with the shot. What does that mean? That don't mean nothing. You steal my buddy.
Hey, man. I'm going to tell you like I just said just then. What is it? Biz still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still on the phone.
Yes, sir.
If I would know what Bill just said now about everybody running everybody, I wouldn't even say nothing what I said out my mouth. So,
Bill,
I'm telling you man to man, I apologize for saying that. I didn't know that y'all changed the rule from last year. That's why I said what I said.
If I knew that, I wouldn't even open my fucking mouth. So I apologize for saying that to you about that.
Well,
so.
I definitely accept that, Three Love. But at the same time, you know, I'm sure I got three or four different people that have verified what I said. I actually said that.
Like, nah.
Because my thing is, I don't want nobody getting on the internet saying that on July 27th they came up here and they ain't do no grudge racing. And I'm trying to stop any type of excuse for somebody not to grudge race. That's what I said. That's why
Exactly. Last year, they told Dragon to talk to me because they said Thrilla ain't gonna cooperate with North Versus South. He gonna be ignorant trying to run any motherfucking body. They told me don't do that, so I respect that rule last year. I respect that rule, man. I told you the same thing. You told me fuck them, Skin Row. You want to run? They don't pay your motherfucking bill.
Didn't I tell you, Thrilla?
You told me that last year.
Right.
Right. So I respect what they say, and I didn't try to run them up from Chicago. That's why I said what I said. This year I didn't know the rule changed.
That's understandable.
With that being said, Three Love,
that means I don't business, man. You gonna go?
Oh man, Biz,
they
gonna run. That ain't gonna change.
Oh yeah, y'all.
Hey, Three Love. When we run, just make sure when we go to the line, if you cut your first bub on, just make sure you cut your second bub on.
I'm gonna try to
be
on. Because
if you don't, if you don't cut your second bub on, Jesus cannot come and tell me to bag up. I'm going to cut that second bub on, man, and I'm going to get paid. I just want to let you know.
I
just want to let you know. Don't be no bear. Don't be no bear and pump fake and say you're going to grudge race and get up there and do a burnout and cut one light on.
That's your ass on that.
Yeah, don't do that, Three Love. Don't do that.
You're a chemo gonna lock in for drag race on the 4th, so you're not gonna be at Biz race. But you're a chemo lock in for a drag race.
Yeah, I'll lock that in. I'll be your motherfucking ass.
On the who?
On
the 4th at drag race.
We gonna be in Maryland.
Oh.
You know what, man? I might even chase him over there, Three Love. I'm gonna see him.
Yeah, come on up there.
I got something new.
Yeah, come on up there.
Kimo ain't gonna do shit but run his goddamn mouth like he been on his goddamn
radio. Hey, Kimo, what you gotta do Sunday, Kimo? Beer's gonna be at 41, so what you gotta do Sunday, Kimo?
I'll be in Vegas, man.
This Sunday?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kimo. Beat your motherfucker. Whoa. I'll be in Vegas on the 26th. The 25th to the 31st.
I said this Sunday, 3 days from the day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, got 3 days. Busy beer, 41 Sunday. Lock in and run Sunday at 41.
I might come over there. I probably will come over there.
Well, lock your ass in, motherfucker, before you come. We don't want you crossing the state line and let you lock in, boy.
Hey, I hope you got something there for me to run with your big mouth ass.
My mouth been like this since you know me, motherfucker. Your mouth just got like that, motherfucker.
Hey, Biz, I got a question to ask you. What kind of race you throw these 24s on it?
Huh?
What kind of race you throw these 24s on? What kind of race that is?
Hey, Three Love, all these guys are motherfucking faggots. They keep saying I got to have something for them to run. Why don't they get something for me to run? It's easy for them to get some loot. Then
man, they got a red vest for you to run. Short.
They got a what?
Red feather and a gray Mustang for you to run.
I ain't heard nothing you said, faggot ass boy. What you say?
I know you did.
I don't run no motherfucking Mustang, fag ass nigga. You got a Mustang.
Tell me, you ain't heard me run a Mustang. I said a vet and a. You did run a goddamn Mustang that blows your whole asshole out.
I didn't run shit, motherfucker. I ran the money, fag ass boy.
Did you ain't going like that.
Ain't got nothing to do with his stupid ass, boy.
Yeah,
if you put
I'm pretty smart. Yo, dumb ass.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. if your dumb ass bet I can win, I'm going to get up there and lose on purpose, fag ass boy.
Shorty, you ain't got to never worry about that one.
You're not listening to me. You just missing the whole point. A lot of you dumb motherfuckers didn't even go to school. I don't even know why y'all on the mic. Sure.
Got none yet.
Oh, you know?
Oh, I guess Larry probably get them tomorrow.
Oh, when you get them, let me know.
Oh, no problem. You know that.
All right. Y'all go ahead, Kimo and Skin.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to say to him.
Okay, Ben, now what's up to 24 tire race? How that race was going to be tired? What kind of, what's up with that? Tell me about it.
Any, I don't care if there's a pro mod, back half, street car, cage, whatever. Any kind of car, you just got to have 22s, 24s, or 26 or taller tire.
Regular tires. No trick tires, regular tires.
Regular tires.
Okay. How much you got to cost to get in that?
It's free.
I'm in it.
Okay.
Y'all got a sound test too? I got 24s on it, regular 24s on it.
Okay. All right, yeah. No, we got no sound content. No, just that. That's the only. Other than that, you know, it's all good.
Hey, Skin. What's name on Honda Thunder? That big brown car. What's his name?
Yeah, you said what?
What was that? That big brown car on the Honda Thunder that night? They got his ass blown out by that Camaro.
Oh, that goddamn Richie.
They're putting 24s on that car. I'ma beat his ass Saturday.
Ooh, wait. See, you ain't gotta beat his ass. You can get in that contest. Goddamn, win you 2500.
I'm going to get in that contest. I put the car freaking down for this contest.
I'm mad. Now I need some 24 to put on that pickup truck.
I'm going to blow your ass out. You put some on there.
I'm
going to
try you. What you got, Trino?
I got a rig with 24s on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to blow your ass out, Trino.
Yeah.
Find me some 24s, baby.
Yeah, I'll be there. You can whoop me tomorrow. And you got some rig on the street tomorrow with 24s on. No trick tied. I whoop you at tomorrow.
No, I don't have no 24. I got to find somebody that got some that fit on the pickup truck. I'm not finna buy none.
Hamilton, they got some out there. They got some Regals and El Camino 24s on to get them. I blow their ass out tomorrow.
They won't fit on. Yeah, beat their ass. But I'm just saying they won't fit on my pickup truck. If
They fit on my pickup truck. I got to find somebody with a pickup truck for 20.
Okay. I just 24, no 22. Got
24s
on. The contest up there is 22s and up, man. I said me and you on the street.
Right, I don't
I'm not talking about Saturday. I'm talking about me and you on the street tomorrow night.
I understand what you said, Three Lurk. I said 22s or higher.
Right, I don't wonder you don't have no 20. I was just 24 like I got on.
I don't know nobody that got no fucking 24s, man.
I'm going to leave you alone then.
Oh, man,
you
ain't got no
twin. Hey, anybody got a hammer phone number? Well, man, you be in that garage over there, being some boys out there, your boy them out there, the muffin, man. They boy have a cop in 24s, and I'm looking for them.
They got El Camino out there.
I'm looking for them. We get down the mountain the street, tell them call me.
Okay, let me open up a couple mics. Hold on. Mighty Mouse, your mic open.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, somebody
on the mouse.
They
don't.
Nothing much. I was just I got my day off work just for that day.
Mighty Mouse, you put a car together?
Yeah, yes, sir.
What kind of car is it? Stock Vision car?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try your big feet ass.
Nah, you ain't going to try me.
You stop the break, I'm going to try your big feet ass.
It ain't going to be out till next year anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave you alone then. I'm talking about the 27.
Okay, Thilo, I'm just getting off of work. I had to go back to work for half an hour. Okay.
All right.
Thilo.
What up? I heard you, Leon.
Oh, okay. What's going on? Hey,
yeah.
What B is that?
Yeah, I'm
out
here.
Who's your new
family,
man?
Oh, shit.
We might race. I'll be out there. Come on out there.
Huh?
What you want to run for?
We are roughing a whole bunch of money. I ain't no rich boy. It's probably about a G.
Okay. All right. I ain't gonna lock in, but come on out there. We might get down. I'm going out there to test.
Oh. What time you gonna get there?
Huh?
What time the track open that Sunday?
I don't know.
Hey, Leon, why you asking all those questions? You trying to fuck me up?
I'm at 8 miles too. So they
oh yeah,
I'm right for a mile.
Oh yeah, I'm running 8 miles.
Why you asking all those questions? You trying to fuck Biz up first?
Well, they say Doug ain't the baddest one up there, which I can say that too, but everybody else ain't nothing. Ain't everybody else ain't got nothing coming, so I won't find out. I won't wait till the 27th. I can do something else then. But if we can get out Sunday, that's what I like to do because I'm race ready to go.
Oh, I like the way that sounds. God damn. Damn.
No, Three Love, his driver won't be there, so you can't draw on him,
Marley. They talk real nasty to you, man.
yeah, Shawty, yeah. My driver, Kirkin ain't going to be here Sunday, but, you know, the car go dead straight. If the car go dead straight, I'm going to stick Peter Weestraw in there. Hey, Shawty, you come out there, bring your helmet. I got a fire suit.
Man, I'm scared of death. I'm going to bring a fire hose and Shawty come out there.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Hey, Shorty, all you got to do is 100 foot it. That's all I need to see. Just 100 foot it.
Ooh-wee. Hey, Leon, he said the race over after 100 foot fucking with you.
Man, I ain't even worried about that. Talk is cheap. That's a whole bunch of, that's what we've been doing on this talk.
All I got to do is 100 foot the car to see if the car goes straight, man. That's what I said. And that's what I meant.
Ooh,
I just want to see the car go straight. Ain't nobody saying all I got to do is 100 foot. I just got to see the car go straight.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah, car goes straight. The car go, hey, I have never, I've been called a lot of things. One thing I've never been called was a pump faker. I do believe I do believe my track record speaks for itself about racing. There's some guys on the line right now that hit me upside the head three times in a row, same day. So I don't think my car goes straight. We go race.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. I love it when you're having it at your back.
I don't even really need it at my best. I just want to go straight.
Oh, wait.
I'm coming here talking now. Just give me on my phone.
I'm about to lock in, Kimo. I gotta see my car go straight, Kimo. I don't want to pull one beam, and then have to bag my car. I don't want to do that. I want to race.
Yeah. You know that's what happens when you come off the trailer. You're trying to make sure you go straight though.
Wow.
You motherfucker run around here. Come off the trailer. Come off the trailer. Motherfucker, I said I was gonna do it, but something was wrong with it. So, but you get out here to me. I gotta get the car go straight. Come your ass off the trailer like you always holler. Come off the trailer, motherfucker.
Bring your car here. I come off the trailer. You bring your car here. You I come off the trailer.
No.
You is a jingle.
Come on my phone, please.
No. You come over here, sir. I will come off the trailer.
You come over here.
I'll come off the trailer. Knock it off.
Because y'all
are
knocking off.
Chemo, what month are we in? We're in July. You won't wait. We're going to be in August, and you still won't be in our way.
You've been in one race this year. It's a yes or no question. Have you won a race this year? I said no. Okay, so you ain't did too much.
Check this question out. Could you have won one race this year?
You say what?
Could you have won one race this year?
Could I have won one race this year? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I could.
Hell no. You have not raced. You cannot win a race if you have not raced.
Hey, listen. Hey, it's hard to...
The answer is not no. The answer is not no, Kimo. The answer is hell no. The answer is not no. It's hell no. Because I have not raced. You locked in what? You ain't locked in nothing.
Locked in with Melvin.
No. Did you pay any park out? You wasn't locked in. Let me break it down for you. In order to be locked in and not pay no park out, you have not been locked in. You pump fake. You faking. You faking. Your car was called.
All you
got to
do is get your ass to be
what you call
racing. Not locking in with your ass right now.
All you got to do is get to 41 on the chest. Hold on, Kimo. You don't put no ice in your car. You don't put fuel in it. You don't burn it out. You don't light it up. You don't have to be here for the 27. Just send the money in the car.
Let me stop.
You don't do nothing.
Stop.
You just like me. You're a checkbook racer. You don't do nothing.
I said you just like me.
You're a checkbook racer. You don't do nothing. That's what I said.
No, you just like me.
My car, I do not have to be there with my car for it to race. It's just like you. You don't have to be there for your job.
No, 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 no. Are you done talking?
No, I'm not. I'm almost done. You don't have to be there. Me and you are in the same boat. We don't drive. We don't take it off the trailer. We don't put no ice in it. We don't line it up. We don't tune it. We don't do nothing. Only thing we do is when that bill comes, we pay for it. That's it. So with that being said, all you got to do is send your car over here on 27 and lock in. Deposit.
Okay, you're done, right?
I'm done.
Let me just call right back. Okay, here we go. Unbeknownst to anybody, I am the mechanic for my car this year. The reason it didn't build boost is I didn't put the fucking header on right. Now, I put ice in that bitch. I break the motherfucker down. So I am the mechanic of that car this year. That's the reason why Lil Ron didn't get his ass whooped.
No, the reason Lil Ron didn't get whooped is because you didn't race him. That's the reason he didn't get whooped.
No, because I didn't have the head on right. What I'm gonna race him with the fucking car not built to boost.
Well, you need.
See,
I'm
trying to get hands on with my car now, so I can learn.
Yeah, okay.
And I ain't got
well, you bet. You have. Let me give you a little advice. I got a lot of callers, some out of town callers. Let me give you a little advice. Do not get hands on with your car and you grudge racing it. Because you don't know what the hell you
because you don't know what the hell you're doing.
You know what? Continue to be the mechanic on your car.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to put a header on right, continue to be the mechanic of your car. The reason why my guys don't let me touch my car, it's a reason.
But you don't know shit.
And evidently, you don't either. I can put a head on wrong. I can put a head on wrong. I can put a spark plug in backwards. I can put the number 2 wire on the number 4 wire. I can do that.
But I pay
for a professional to do professional things.
Now, why you can't move when you get ready? Because you got to wait for a moment.
The hell I can't. I can move when I get ready.
You can't race Chemo.
You can't move when you get ready.
I was down in Georgia by myself, but Tony was up here, right?
Yes, and did you race anybody?
No, because
I can take my car to Alaska, but if I don't got no driver, what sense do that make? You can take your car to Georgia, but you didn't race nobody.
But that's not letting you know I move when I get ready, boy.
I could put my car on the trailer and tie it down and go anywhere. But it's smart. I wouldn't waste money going somewhere knowing I don't have a driver.
Well, I ain't as smart as you, nigga. I'm trying to go.
You haven't went yet this year.
Yeah.
Everything you say, I got to come back for it because you have not raced this year.
Hey, once I beat your ass, you ain't gonna have a comeback. You gonna go on to
Chemo. You haven't raced this year, Chemo.
Just like you said, you can't make it. You couldn't make it because of your drive. I just got to get a clear schedule, or we ain't gonna turn raffle
okay.
No more.
Okay, well that's fine. Let me open up these callers then, because we want to lock some races in. We want some people to race. You ain't gonna race. Mark, bad boy, your mic open.
What's going on, fella? How y'all doing?
I'm chilling. What's going on?
Hey, Bill, you got some rules over there where you at?
Yep, I got some rules. I got y'all some rules today. I'm going to call you online and tell you the price. Oh, you know, I can tell you the price. The price is $139.99 a night.
Okay.
All right. I was trying to, that was the group rate, and I was trying to get them to 89, but they wasn't going because of the security because they got 24-hour security.
Okay.
And that's a nice spot. And they suites. They're not just wrecking rooms. They're suites.
Shit, I ain't going to get there by 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning Friday?
Yeah. No, Friday night. I'm going to leave here at 5 yeah. o'clock.
5 in the evening?
Yeah. I'm leaving Memphis. Oh,
you're going to miss the chicken, man. You're going to miss the chicken.
Well,
We ain't got long, son.
If I knew I didn't have a chance, I wouldn't even lock no one in. I locked
in. Can you see me anywhere the weekend?
Get your ass up there for Sunday. I'll run your ass Saturday if you get up there. I'm going to go to track Saturday. I'm going to drive that through the line.
You better put two a night on that peep shit ass motor.
Hey, you don't want to go to the shop. I had to go to the shop. You had to go to the shop.
I stay at the shop, damn fool. You
I know it.
Stay testing and stay at the shop. Them two things I'm going to do. Why you think I'd be ready to go?
You better be ready.
I'm going to stay at the shop.
I got something for your ass this time, partner.
Man,
so we ain't talking about
Can I promise you? I'm gonna bet you, goddamn, you can moonwalk between me and that clown ass nigga. You can moonwalk. You may not walk moonwalk. If you walk, you disrespect that motherfucking King Kong.
Hey, it's all good. It's all funny. But when it all boils down to it. You have your ass tight, your drawers ain't gonna be able to fit you good, buddy.
Leon, you can't hype the race. Everybody know you really.
You know what? The average mother get on the show and talk all that shit. They scared anyway. You scared anyway. You get on the show talking that shit. You scared
man,
anyway.
How the fuck is I'm scared? I'm locking up. I ain't locked three races in, crazy ass man. How the fuck is I'm scared? You think I'm gonna get my money like that? Motherfucking money like that? You crazy? Hey, check this out, Leon. You ain't never known me to pay no motherfucking lockup. I'm gonna blow that bitch up.
Ma. All the hot air you blowing. Dog and B is gonna be the first two to go down. Kamir, you be the second two to go down, sir.
Man, I did told you.
Hello.
Why that you ain't here? Hey, Shorty, why that he ain't here? Kamir,
you be the second
one.
Hey,
Leon, he talking about y'all first. He don't give a fuck.
Why you don't understand what the fuck I said?
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Hey, Biz on. Hey, Biz. Can you do me a favor? Let me and Mark go down, be the first two to go down to start the graduation off.
Man, Ben already said, any motherfucker.
No. Leave that alone. Hey, Ben, can you call Dog and see if Dog and let y'all be the second race? Let me and Mark be the first two mothers go down the track.
Okay. I call Dog tomorrow and see.
Please see if Dog and let us do that.
Hey, Ben. Why is he begging money? Make a motherfucker go first. Fuck he talking about? Pay him out, crazy ass nigga.
You pay him out. I ain't gonna pay shit out.
You
pay him out.
Right there. Well, sit your mock ass back.
Hey, Bill, I'm not gonna let him wiggle his way out of that one. He said a mouthful right there.
I said whoop your ass on shakedown.
He said a mouthful. I ain't gonna let him wiggle out. Bill, would you please call Dog and ask Dog, can you be the second race? Let me and Ma be the first race.
Hey,
don't let me win this way out of that one, Biz.
I ask him.
Crazy
ass nigga. Hey, Biz, if he don't want to pay to be first, send his muck ass back. He know the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
You pay to be first.
I see that where they say you talk too fast, then you put your mouth,
but
you put your mouth.
Hey, sir. I don't even worry about that, sir. Cause anybody know I mean what I say, I do what the fuck I say.
I ain't gonna burn the store, but I know you got some old callers. When you get done, you get Dog and see if y'all can be the second one. Me and Ma are gonna be the first one. I'm gonna show that little boy something. He ain't got it any no more.
I tell you what, who and what to? How the fuck you gonna show me so I've been whooping you? You ain't got nothing.
That's a tab, sir. That's a tab, boy.
How the fuck are you talking? I've been whooping you. You ain't never whooped me.
Hey, that's the path. We talking about now. We talking about something now. Totally different.
Hello, right. Y'all going to track with me Friday? Oh, hold on.
You better get on the phone and talk to somebody. Biz, make sure he get Dog and see if Dog, him and Dog, can be the second people. Me and Ma going to be the first one. I'm going to soften that motherfucker up for him.
Dog over at Jackson, he's back, so I'll definitely call him tomorrow.
I just at Jackson, in Jackson at the track in Jackson, South Carolina. I definitely give him a call tomorrow.
Okay, please do that, man. Please do that, man. I'm gonna show that boy something. He get on the show, talk shit. I got something for his ass. He don't know what hit him.
Hey, I tell you what, Leon.
Ain't no telling nothing, man.
Shorty and Ben, everybody hear him run his goddamn mouth, right? Up that motherfucking money. We don't go soon. I get that motherfucker.
That's
cool,
too.
Up that motherfucking money.
I ain't gonna have nothing, man.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up,
shopping then. You here.
Shut the fuck
Keep
up, then. Talking about fuck you, man. Fuck you talking about. Shut the fuck up, then.
He ain't getting out long enough to have no money, so he needs to hurt your mouth. Okay, I'm gambling with you. 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 I'm gamb
did that one.
Do you know anything about mouth?
You did that one.
I'm
gonna spend
800. I'm gonna spend 800 chances out. You got to wait. Let these motherfucking grown men get up there. You got to wait. The fuck you mean?
You going high there, man?
Fucked up. I'm gonna chase $1,000, man.
You blowing up. You blowing high there. Well, some people can't handle
that. No, I ain't that fucked up. I'm chasing down. No, like that. Come up there and stand there. I got to come right back the weekend. Man, come
that's
on.
Okay.
Who the hell you talking to?
Hey,
you bring your ass down here. Bring your ass down. I'm going to give you gas money. Get your ass down
here. Hey, it'll take you $1,000 to get your ass home. So ain't no need you talking about no $1,000, motherfucker.
That's what I'm telling you. That's all you want to bet. I ain't finna chase
that's
you
right.
down, huh? Okay,
that's right.
That's
all
cool.
money.
I'm paying good money now. Hey, sir, it's good money now. Only reason I'm raising you is because I'm going to be there for that G-Ball. That's
you
the only reason.
You
if I had to lock up to come to run you, that would never
gonna
been locked up.
Hey, you
going
to raise me because you got something to
I'm
prove,
I'm
raising
you because I'm going to be there regardless, and I'm going to beat your ass for a G-Ball for talking to me every day on the
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, okay.
You won't beat your ass, but...
yeah, okay.
Now, if we're locked in, I got to come there. Ain't no way I'm going to do that.
Hey, man. It's always like this, man. It'd be all right. Just hold your britches.
Okay.
Hold your britches, son.
Okay. You need to be strong in both.
I ain't strong nothing. I ain't got to. You just pick your car. My car's sitting up in the garage waiting on 27. I ain't got to do
okay.
shit.
Hey, what happened? Can I give you $500 come down here?
No,
oh,
give me
$800
and come down here. All right,
hold on.
Hey,
hold on. Yeah, that's the deal. You said 800. That's the deal.
I'm going to go to Walmart, goddammit, and get the money. Send the 800 up here.
Hey, Ben, mute that motherfucking mic, Ben, please, sir.
if he do mute, hey, Mark, if he mute my mouth, I'm going to cut one of your lips off when I see you. So you going to be able to talk.
Hey, Ben, mute that motherfucking mic, Ben. He ain't talking about shit. Next call. Who loves goddamn butt naked, Bill? This pussy one foot, who like butt naked? Me and butt naked.
I do. Ain't no secret.
Who would I do? Who would this say I do?
Your nightmare, motherfucker. Butt naked gonna fuck you up, man.
You're in your feelings, man. You're in your feelings, man. I tell you what, y'all know I'd be standing right behind this motherfucker. Lay your bet. Bring your idea. Lay your bet.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, if I ain't got
that
idea,
I
ain't paying.
Hey, Mark, make sure you be on that phone. Make sure you're on that phone when Beers call you and say, dog, say we can be the first two.
Huh? Make sure what now?
Make sure you be on that phone tomorrow when Beers call dog and dog say we can be the first two. We can be the first one.
Hey, Beers. Let me straighten the record, see. You don't want to tell pussy. If you're not willing to bet over that G-ball, don't even worry about wasting dog time. I am not. No, I told you, I'm going to whoop your ass in Texas, sex.
You scared,
I'm
going to
whoop your ass in straight Texas, sex.
Let me be the first race, sir. That's all I'm saying. I ain't got nothing else to talk about. I like
everything
he's saying.
Ben, since he hollering about the motherfucking track don't work at night,
It only work every day. Yeah, well, I'm gonna give him a daytime ass whoop.
Yeah. It's all
I'm
good.
I'm gonna give him a daytime ass whoop.
It's all good, Ma. You talking?
Okay. Yeah, daytime ass whoop. Cause you how man, how it don't work at night. It don't do. Okay, I'm gonna give you a daytime ass whoop. You don't get whooped on Texas session. Hey man, y'all gotta come on, get the trailer out of the truck. The car out there, the trailer, come on. Let it roll, y'all. Yeah, let it roll. Huh? Man, I ain't no motherfucking rush. But nigga ain't on him. DJ Grant ain't on him. Oh. So what? What's one? Can't come. What's going to do? Pull it out? Yeah, man, come on. I'm finna go. Let's go to my truck. Y'all got to clean it up anyway. Hey, man, Texas, Ma. Texas. Okay, you did your part, Daddy. You did your part. You kept my shit clean. You done your part, Daddy. I appreciate it, Daddy. I don't know. I'm looking for Wick. He won't even come. I don't know where my buddy is. I'm surprised. Hey, man, Wick ain't on the show.
Wick, where you at, boy?
Hey, Ben. I got Wick ain't on this motherfucker.
You better have them girls for me, man. I know, too. We set the whole motherfucking show down with a lot of bombs in them motherfuckers. Nobody don't fuck this shit.
Hey, who on the phone? It's somebody. 706. Who is that?
Mark and Leon done.
All right, fellas, man, this was an interesting show, man. I want to thank you guys for calling in. Get some things straight, and maybe some things did not get straight. But you know, again, we want to try to keep it as positive as possible. If it's some ways that I need to change in the grudge world, you know, fans, man, voice your opinion, man, you know. And, hey, maybe I can see the error in my ways. But, you know, like I say, man, if I see, that's the good thing about traveling. You know, good thing about traveling, you get to see different cars do different things. And one of the advantages of traveling, you know, I've seen cars do different things. And if I feel that one car is faster than another and I want to take my chance on betting with a car from the South, I think I had that right. And when, and you know, some people use different words, different terminologies. And when Three Lug asked me who was I riding with, you know, I'm thinking he's talking about gambling, who I'm going to place my bet with, majority. You know, if I see Donye run somebody down South, just like when we went over to Holly Springs and he ran with, I placed my bet with Donye because I felt Donye had a good chance on winning, you know. And that's that net. But, you know, if Donye run, say, Jekyll, a back half car out of Texas, I'm going to slam my money with Jekyll, you know. So, you know, man, I think that was an unfortunate back and forth that we had, man, three lug, but I guess it needed to be done. He didn't hear the point where I said that we're trying to just grudge. You know, we named it the South versus the North, because that's what it was named last year, and we're doing the second annual. But, I mean, Wit, Cold Killer, Butt Naked, they was precedent. They've been trying to get each other for quite some time. So they're not waiting till they at a South track. They're coming up North and they're gonna handle that grudge up here. Cold Killer Tony Bynes came all the way to Little Tony race, and they handle a South race up North. So man, what we're trying to do for the fans is put on nonstop action. You know, I'm not putting a number on how many grudge races that we're going to have because I really don't know. You know, a lot of times people have a good intention to do three or four different grudge races, but they can't get a handle on the car, and it turns into a test and tune fest. That's one thing I pride myself that we're not going to have July 27th is a test and tune fest. And I'm trying to, best of my ability, start the race off right by the first two cars go down the track. Me and Willie Dawg, not just me and Willie Dawg, my car and Willie Dawg. And I'm not driving, not a driver. So that my car and Willie Dawg, first two cars down the track. We're running for small money because it will be damn near an unprepped track. They will just been sprayed it and dragged it. There'll be a virgin track. So we're going to bet small money, let everybody know it's small money. But we're trying to win. I don't have no cash to give away, and Willie Dawg don't either. So with that being said, we're looking forward to the event next weekend. Pray that the good Lord show favor on us and no one gets hurt, no one gets injured, no type of humbug can go on, and that we have great weather. So with that being said, I'm going to have Tony Bynes on the show next week. He is looking to grudge race. He is looking to grudge race, and you want to get a few races locked in. He don't need a race locked in to come. He's already coming, but he will like to have some races locked in when he get up here. Matter of fact, when he came last year, he didn't have one race locked in. They came over and came over to the house, and we ate, and Three Lug and Tony got a race locked in. That was one race. When he got to the track, he locked in Detroit Boys over Abe and them. Then he locked in Tate. Tate locked in all three of Tony cars that he had up there. So I will have him on next week to get some grudge races. I'm going to have Duck and the Law on next week. Duck and the Law looking to lock in a couple races. I'm going to try to have everybody from the South coming up here. So, yeah.
Will the great be able to make the race?
Who, Cold Killer?
No. Tate, baby. Tate. Great.
Oh, yeah. Tate, yeah. They call Cold Killer car the Great White. So I thought that's what you were talking about. Tate will be there. He won't have a car there, but he will be there himself.
Right.
Yeah. Tate will be there. So, man, we're going to try to have everybody from the South that will let you boys know that we got some Texas guys coming. And if you making the trip up, like I said, man, come on up, try to be here in Chicago around 6:00. We're going to go over to, Maxine/Campbell's Jerk Chicken Spot. It is on Grudge Inc. for all you guys south of, Arkansas, Kentucky, south of Kentucky, Grudge Inc. got you. If you're from Chicago, You got your own bill, baby. Now, but if you want to come in and fellowship with the Tony Bynes's and Cold Killers and, you know, talk, we go, and I'm sure if we all in the place eating jerk chicken, somebody going to get locked in. So with that, try to be up here 6 p.m. Central Time, which is 7 p.m. Your time, down south time. So if you're coming from Mississippi, try to get up here so we can go on over there and eat some good, good food. And then we race on Saturday. So,
hey,
guys, y'all,
hey.
Yo.
So, so the Texas guys is coming?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the back half guys.
No, the back half guys, they haven't got a race locked in yet. So I can't say the back half guys coming. That's Jekyll and Hyde. I can't say they coming. But the guys that called last week with the truck, and they got like a 60 something Nova. They said they coming. Oh, and also, guys, I'm booking like 25, 30 rooms. Give me a call. Let me know if you want me to put you on the list so you can call and confirm your room. My number is 708-268-0992. Again, my number is 708-268-0992. Most of the rooms are one-bedroom suites. One is $149 a night. The other one, I think, is $139 a night. If that is too expensive, call me back and I can try to go get another hotel. But this hotel with the $139, you're not only paying for your room, you're paying for a peace of mind. You're paying for a peace of mind. You're paying for security of your car and your truck and your trailer. And you're also paying for breakfast and the rest of the stuff. So, again, my number 708-268-0992. Call me at ASAP and let me know if that price is okay.
Hey, man. Phil, you want to lock in this Billy Glenn and Tim Lynch race?
Nah.
Hey, now you
said
you were going with Lynch, now.
Yeah, I am. I didn't say I was going with him monetarily, though.
Oh, come on, bitch.
I'm pulling for him. See how we can play word gymnastics? I want Tim Lynch to win because he's the underdog. I always go with the underdog, Kimo.
No, I always go with the underdog. I thought you was going with the South all the way, so, you know.
Hell no. I know. You know, that's not a grudge race. I know what Lynch won. I know what Lynch run, and I know what Billy Glenn run. I'm trying to see what type of handicap we can give Lynch to make it fair. You can't give him the break. You can't give him the break.
That's not fair, because you know what? That's not true, because Glenn got a Chevrolet motor in that damn Mustang now. But it's a nicest car.
It's a nicest car. It's a pro. But see, the thing that Tim told me when I talked to Tim, Tim got a 3,000-pound Corvette. That man got a 2,000-pound Pro Mod. Now, if they were grudge racing, it would never go down. It would never go down. You're not going to run a four-link 3,000-pound car with no 2,000-pound Pro Mod. Just not no head up, you're not.
I'm good. I already got Pete locked in. They said Lynch gonna beat him. They must don't know Billy.
No, they don't know Billy.
Man, let me tell you something, man. I used to run with Moore and them, and boy, I used to watch him put them goddamn turbo cars on the trailer out there in Pro 50.
Kimo, we did speak to Dan Miller to come over and run Tim, and I do have to say, Tim felt the same way about Miller as he felt with Billy. He didn't feel it was a fair race, but we already had contacted Tim. So, you know, the money wasn't there to get Miller there, too.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know Miller, he's a bad boy now. He come over there and handle
yeah.
his
Yeah, yeah, and we would love to have him. But
that's my hero out of Michigan, goddamn it.
Hey, Kimo, we got somebody over here that can handle Dan Millen, so you can start that
too. Well, we can match that up just soon. Whenever y'all want to get that crossing.
Man, please, I get a hold of 18 Rob them. They said just like Dan Millen. I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to.
Listen, man. I mean, if you really want to, we that man ain't nobody.
Dan Millen ain't no goddamn body. Cause where was he at? Where was he at with the shootout that was going on in '66? He wasn't there.
What you mean he wasn't there?
Dan Millen wasn't there.
You a liar. Dan Millen was there because Dominique didn't come to the race because he had to go to Route 66.
Man, listen, I was at Route 66. Dan Millen was not there.
Man, listen. Dan Millen was at Route 66. When was this? It was 3 weeks ago, right?
No, it was over the weekend.
A month ago.
That's two different races. One is an ADRL race, and one was the Super Bowl. So that was two different races.
Yeah.
Okay. He just ADRL just left a month ago out there at Route 66.
Yeah.
I was just there over the weekend.
Oh, no. Now, well, I can't say he was there, but I know a month ago when ADRL was at Route 66, he was there.
I'm talking about on the weekend. I was there.
Oh, no, I don't know about that one. Hold on. Yeah,
you can get on.
Hold on. Yeah,
I got to get that. You got some guys over there with some goddamn blow cars that I can run too now. Don't think that's goddamn y'all got Dan Millen over there. We got a few guys over here that can run with them blow cars.
I don't know what they cost. What you say, Dan?
So we got some guys over here that got them blow cars too, like Dan Millen.
You know, we got the baddest of the bad to get them.
Y'all ain't got the baddest of nothing over there, man. Stop it.
Coletta's over here, man. What's wrong with you, you fool?
You said what?
The Coletta's over here, you fool. What's wrong with you?
Man, the Coletta's don't mean shit. Knock it off.
Yeah. Get somebody that'll run with them.
Man, yeah, okay. I don't know who you be talking to, man. You be looking at the wrong thing.
Well,
hey, Kimo.
You know,
hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. I know we got the baddest boost cars over here. I can tell you that much now.
When
what?
When you got the baddest boost car over
here? Man, we got the baddest boost cars over in Chicago. Kimo, I'm trying to tell you, man.
Johnny Quick been handling them their ass.
Man,
he a nitrous car.
Kimo, I'm talking about the baddest. We got the baddest boost cars over here.
Okay. Well, all I can say, all the y'all boost cars that keep coming over here keep getting their ass whooped.
What? I mean, they only running the 8th mile, Kimo. Tell them to run all the boost cars. Y'all can get y'all boost cars. And all the boost cars just run out the back door.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to set something up like that, man.
Yeah, all the boost cars don't run 8 miles, just run out the back door.
Hey, Lil Ron, the boost car, he just came home with 3,000.
Yeah, he sure did.
He did not win the whole. He won the last man standing because Dom couldn't get the car started.
Hey, but hey, Kimo,
he
it
won,
don't matter.
He won,
it don't matter.
He won.
Kimo,
I ain't gonna take nothing from him.
Kimo, he was the last man standing, Kimo.
But did Michigan did or did Michigan not win the shootout?
I beg to differ with that because Michigan won 5-4, but they didn't count Lil Ron beating Dom, which would be 5-5, right?
Listen, how many cars were left? When it was all said and done, how many Michigan cars were still in it?
There was 2 Michigan cars and 1 Chicago car.
Okay, so that means our state won the whole shootout. Right?
No. But listen, Kimo,
the two cars that was left couldn't even run LeRoy. So how did y'all win?
See, that's the thing. They came up with something at the track. But originally it was supposed to be a state versus a state. And then our cars knocked all y'all booster cars off but one. And our cars was Nike's cars. Right or wrong?
No.
LeRoy beat y'all fastest booster car with Junior.
Yeah. You can't take nothing away with LeRoy. He beat Junior. So that lets you know the fastest car don't always win, man. And Junior was at his best. So, you know, look, Ron Diaz, he put it down.
That was, he had Al Capone underneath the hood, you know, the city of the gangsters.
I ain't never, you know what, one thing about Detroit, they're all gangsters.
Man, you see, hey, listen, Lil Rob was just a gangster that day. He was the last man standing.
Well, you know, he was able to answer the bell. So hey,
yeah, he did. So did you congratulate him on Kimo on his last man standing? He was the last man standing up there.
You know what, man? I really don't do that because when I won something, nobody congratulated me. So I don't do that. When I went down there and beat the ugly hooker, man, a lot of these guys here was talking shit to me. Now beat this and beat that. So I don't go on there and congratulate because they don't congratulate me.
Well, I'm sure that you got to dance with the ugly hooker.
Well, you know what? I'm sure I can't run him back. He's a big block with twins now.
What the fuck do that mean?
That mean a lot.
Let me
show you something.
What the fuck do that mean?
When they had a motherfucking event up here, they don't say nothing about you can't have no big block. We twins.
Shorty, let me show you something. When they have events up here, if you got a big block, you got to put weight in your car.
You got to put weight in your car. I don't know nothing about that. Right. I never heard of that. I'm just saying, what the fuck do that mean? Because I'm just used to the Chicago events. Like King of the Street and things of that nature. That's all I'm saying. They don't say nothing about you got to have a small block or you got to have a big block or you got to have one turbo or you can have 10.
Let me clarify for you. I'm not running no big block.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. How you going to know what a motherfucker got, though? If I say I got a car on 28 just like yours and get your ass down, how the fuck you going to know what I got?
Sure. If it ain't nitrous big block, I ain't fucking with it.
You ain't got that nitrous?
I run another small block to small block.
No,
so
I understand what you said, Kimo. All I did is made a statement. I said, how the fuck you going to know what a motherfucker got if he just locking in and they running on a 28?
Okay, so that's okay. Everybody don't know who got, with what got. I'm going to have to make a big block or a small block. That's the first thing a motherfucker asks when you trying to race.
Okay, you can ask what you want to ask. I'm like, this, man, I got a 28. What the fuck you want to do? Stock suspension.
That's okay. Is it a big block or small block? That's my next question.
I'm going to say none of your motherfucking business. Get your ass to the line.
All right, shorty. That mean I got to go and catch up with my crowd, bro.
I'm just asking questions, baby.
When you can't tell me what size motor is, let me go and catch up with my crowd. I ain't got no business fucking around over.
So Kimo, you ain't gonna get an ugly hooker no get back?
Hey, man, I'm not no goddamn fool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can wild and pile all you want, baby. Like I said, I'm gonna go and catch up with my crowd. I don't want none of that.
Kimo, how you know you got a big block in the car? You was in that garage or something?
Now, you know, you got spies. They, I mean, you know.
Tell one motherfucker.
Hey, listen, man. When somebody tell one person, hey, man, don't tell him. You might well tell. Hey, man, let that out, man. Don't tell this. You might well tell let it out.
So you ain't seen it for yourself, but somebody told you what they supposedly have in the car.
You ain't got it. Yeah, I seen it for myself. It's only all over the internet.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Now, how you know that ain't a small block?
Oh,
how
man,
can you tell if it's a big block?
Hey, man, you ain't got to convince me that water is clear, baby.
I'm just saying, because, you know, they got small blocks that look like big blocks.
Well, hey, like I said, you ain't got to convince me that it's a big block. I believe them. Hey, Skin, I may do a lot of foolish shit, but that right there, I will not do.
Oh, that's one of the big block, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hold on, keep up.
Yeah.
And you know, and sure, you know that song. You got nowhere to go, nowhere to hold. I know when to hold, baby.
Man, don't nobody
care
what these guys.
Come on, bag of shit you about to say. Come on.
I don't care what Puerto Rican Pete got. I'm going to have Ugly knock his ass out. Nah, it's like that. I hope he will. I'm knock his ass out.
And sure, the last time you contracted the Ugly Hooker, hey, that comes with a bad thing. You can't win them all. God damn.
Can't win them all. I just like to say I'm
going to
knock a motherfucker out. If it don't happen,
then you're going to have to. What you tell Sora? Sora come and ask you, man, you going to bet anything? You told him no.
Wait a minute. Who asked me that?
You told Torrance that. He asked you when we was down in Mississippi. You bet anything? What you tell him?
Yeah. Hold on. Keep going.
313-5727. Your mic is open. 773-4786. Your mic is open.
What's up, Dizzo? It's Terrell, man.
What's up? What's up,
Hawk?
I'm all good.
Weak ass Terrell.
Who was that?
I said weak ass Terrell.
Oh, here you go. I thought you was offline, man.
Damn.
No,
I ain't getting off. I knew you was coming.
Hey, Bizzo.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you, man. You know, look, Tony, man, he fed the whole track, man. So you mean tell him you ain't going to feed Chicago the jerk chicken, man?
Ooh.
Hey,
wait a minute. No,
hey, dude, hey, our pockets ain't like little Tony pockets.
Man, he fed the whole track, man. Everything.
Hey.
Man, steak, corn, burgers, poultry, everything, man.
Hey.
And some salad.
Hey.
I got you,
again,
hey, Terrell,
my pockets, they like Lil Tony pockets.
Hey, Terrell.
Yeah.
Was you just on the 13th, July 13th?
Yeah, I was down there.
He feed the track again?
Say that again?
Did he feed the track on the 13th?
Yeah, he fed the track on the 13th.
God damn, I missed that food. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm mad, man. I just wanted to know.
So be looking for a jerk chicken dinner, man. You know, Friday. I'll be there. All white.
Hey, baby.
It'll be there, baby. It'll be there. With rice and peas and cabbage. And don't forget the peas.
Hey, Terrell, Kimo ain't going to run you because you got a big block.
Kimo got to get past LeBron first.
Kimo, they got real dead.
Hey, but you know something, though? Kimo ain't going to run out 41. He said he's scared to run out 41, so.
Yeah. We come up tomorrow and beat his motherfucking ass. He ain't nobody.
No, we're going to do it on our home track. We always coming up there running on their home track, so.
No, you're right, Terrell. Hey, Terrell, you're right, but I mean, you know, I'm going with the money yet. Fuck them. They ain't never come to my house. I'm going to go to their house and keep on eating that chicken. Fuck them. But you're right, though, what you're saying now. You're right now. You get their ass on up here, but fuck them. If I see this motherfucking gravy on the ground, I'm going to put it on my mashed potato.
Shoot.
Yeah.
708-6369, your mic is open. Yeah, what up?
What's happening?
What's happening? What's going on, Cadillac Joe?
Man, I'm in the house. I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to go. 27
man,
minutes
on. Man, ain't no Cadillac Joe, man. That's stankin' ass Reese. It is slow ass. Some of these locked and loaded. You ain't ready to go, Reese.
Man, look at this, man. I don't know. Hey, man, I don't know what that little smother nose, little short bald head cat you got on your show. You need to put him back in the trunk, man. Because he ain't got no car.
That, but you ain't going to erase nobody.
He did lock in butt naked, though, Shorty. He did lock in butt naked.
Man,
did lock
in. Don't tell that cat nothing, man. And that man ain't nothing, man. He ain't going to do nothing. But Terrell, I want you. Terrell.
Okay, Lock in 300,000 on the 27.
Oh, man, just be there. I'll be there, Terrell. You ain't said nothing, Terrell.
Head up.
I'll be there. You going to give me the bus, Terrell, what you told
me? Like, how you going to tell me I'm going to
give
you?
No, you told me I had the bus, Terrell.
That was last year.
You can lock on 500 on 5, nigga.
Right now. No, we can lock in on that.
500 on 5. That's what you can lock in. You give me that bus, what you told me. Nah, I ain't studying.
Let me tell you something, brother. You should have locked in on that last year. It's a whole different year.
It's a different year. It's a different year. I'm going with what you told me, man.
Hey, Bills, how is Ben making and Reese locked in?
How I'm doing, man.
How y'all doing?
Man, hey, man, it's a talk show. We talk about races. It's locked in.
Hey, man, this is one 800 keeping it real because we ain't on your show.
Hold on, I'm going to keep it real. Would you lock it on the phone right now? You can head up action for 27. Lock it on the phone. You ain't getting a break.
I told you what I want from you, Terrell.
I'm going to tell you ain't going to race me then.
If you ain't going to give me no break, Terrell, what you told me, man, what you told me, you should lock in on it, man.
A lot of things been discussed last year. It's a whole different year, man.
We were locked in on it last year. Terrell, you had crashed your car, so then you couldn't do nothing, Terrell.
Okay, wait, it's a whole different year then.
Okay, so I just locked in.
You told me, man. Since you're so bad, you got a fast car, the old ass car you got.
I ain't got no fast car, man.
Well,
I just got a
break.
Car.
What you get?
I want what you told.
Treat me.
You are
treat
a
me.
Glass, dude. What?
Treat me. That's
treat.
What you do. Yeah,
no,
get the
no,
break.
You
steal the break from
me. Treat you. Give me the
lock
price.
Lock in 300,000. Lock in 300,000 on the phone right now. You got that ass
for 20,000. Hold it on 5, bro.
You ain't getting a break, man. Come on, man.
No, if I get the break, bro, you ain't even going there with you, cat. I'm not going to go there.
Hey, Biz, mute his mic, man.
Don't be telling nobody to mute no mic, shorty. You ain't nobody. You ain't nobody, man. You tell me what you want to give me. You told me what I had not.
I give you lane choice.
You ain't got to get. You got to give me what I want. Give me the buck on 5.
Man, you get lane choice.
You know what 505 mean?
Anyway, what up, Shorty? What's going on, man?
Yeah, you better talk to Shorty what's going on. Tell him what's going on, Shorty. Scott, get on.
Man, he ain't on nothing, man. He ain't on nothing, man.
Get on.
He ain't on nothing, man.
Terrell?
He ain't
on
nothing.
And Biz.
Yo.
How's Butt Naked and Reese locked in, man?
No, he locked in for Butt Naked.
901 Bad Boys. Oh, he locked in with Butt Naked?
Yeah.
Four Butt Naked.
Oh, I'm thinking Reed's
gonna run
Butt Naked.
Oh, man, you don't even know, Shorty. Why you all in the Kool-Aid with that, son? I got my part, Shorty.
I want to beat Terrell, gonna beat your ass, that's why.
Well, then you gotta do bet with Terrell. Terrell, give me what I want. Come on with it.
You running head up?
I'll be talking to you, bro.
Don't run him head up. I'm not going to run him here. If you give me the bus, we can go.
Shorty got his meat all in somebody else's soup.
Hey, you got your motherfucking meat in my soup. Get your motherfucking meat out this house.
Hey, man, look here. Only thing I can tell you like this here, Shorty, since you want to put your meat in the stew and trying to get you some cabbage, let me tell you like this here. You get your money together and you go and you give me the bus and you drive this car. Man,
I'm not giving
you that.
Nothing, and I'm not driving this car. If I was driving
this
car, I still wouldn't be giving you nothing. Give you something to
work. Because that's what I want to run. Because
you got your meat all in this Kool-Aid
over here. You ain't got nothing to do over here. That man told me I had to fuck.
I ain't
meat
in no Kool-Aid. I was talking about something else. I ain't had shit to do with the rail and him. All I said is what the fuck gonna happen. Once they discuss their race and they say they don't want to do it, I just said Terrell gonna beat his ass. I ain't say shit about Terrell don't give him nothing. I ain't said none of that, Chemo. Cause shut your fucking ass up, boy. Mind your motherfucking business. And Reese, you ain't nothing but a foot soldier, fag ass nigga. You got nothing to do with Chemo. You let Chemo pump you up, man. Your fat ass.
Let nobody pump me up, man. You know what, man? You know what, Shorty? You know what, Shorty? You need to go back in your closet, man. You was a fag, man. You got your dress on. Hey, bro, you got your dress on. You know what, you wear a dress. Hey, everybody in dress wear. Shorty wear a dress on Saturday night. Come down to 47th Street,
you
said with Mustang. Trying to get me my money.
Why you trying to show out in front of Chemo? You back in your closet, nigga. You back broke, boy.
You said you're not gonna give me that, so they don't need to talk it, bro.
You're not gonna get it. We ain't never gonna raise that.